Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we're making our way through a number of the Yesoidis of Tefillah according to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So after today's Shir, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll probably have one more. And then we'll move on to the next topic.
Hanukkah.
Mitzvah Hashem.
Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah, makes sense. Hanukkah, yeah. Good point. This year will probably be the most difficult to understand. From what it seems, at least, what we have written in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, in terms of Derech HaTfila, there's a very big oimek, and a lot of it is very difficult to understand. And it's Madrigas of Tzadikim, but certainly still Shaykh to us in many ways as well. And you'll see what I mean as we go along. So let's jump right in. And we last left off explaining that the tefillah of a chassid, of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, is b'hispashtas hagashmias. It's b'kol koichai. And we saw the intensity and the yira and the ahava and the mesiras nefesh, which is involved in every ma'aseh tefillah. So let's pick up with that nekuda, a kol koichai, what it takes for a person to exert himself in tefillah. Where is he going? Where is he putting all of this koichas and kavana into? So take a look at the first Ma'ar Makom. This is actually going to be, it's going to flow. Didn't have to jam pack it into the first page. You found some room in the back, and a little less Ma'ar Makom was, but longer. Da ki kol teva hi koi mashlema. Every single word of tefillah is a koi mashlema to itself. Every word in tefillah should not be taken for granted. We don't say that because there are thousands of tevas in the siddur, each one kind of gets lost in the shuffle. Every teva is a koyim shleim, which means that it's a partsuf, it has 10 spheres, it's as if it has its own body. V'tzarech lihiyos kol koychai ba. We'll see what that means in Mitzvah Hashem, but we're already finding a hint here in Tzavos Rivash, that the kol koichai of the mentioned davening goes into the tevas. Ki imlav tihiyah mechusar ever. If a person doesn't put himself into the teva, and remember, every teva is supposed to be a koi mishlema, it's supposed to be a complete figure. Ki ilu with arms and legs and a head and everything else. If we don't put our kavana, our kol koichai, into every word of davening, then that davening is considered to be maimed. It's a mum. It's a mechusar evar. We complete the tevas. It already sounds mystical. Let's continue. This is from the Moranim. Tzorech leli hispalal im ha'oisiyos la yisbarach. We need to daven with the letters to Hashem yisbarach. In a way that it's as if all of his energy is being sucked out as he comes in contact with these letters. Like we explained in last year, that there's an element of rejuvenation which takes place during davening, which is why we say that pasuk at the end of davening, that whatever koyches we woke up with that morning, we're meister nefesh, and we give that nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the course of davening. And through davening, we get back a higher source of chiyas. So he's saying, Marianaim, along those lines, that we're meister nefesh, we put everything we got into the words, the letters of tefillah. Kemaymer ha-Baal Shem Tov, nishmaso begins in Meraimim, al-Pasuk, like the Baal Shem Tov says, boi ata v'chol beischa el-ateva. Hashem instructs Noach to go, you, and all of your household into the teva. Touch the Baal Shem Tov into the tevas of tefillah. Put your entire self into the tevas of tefillah. It's one of the most famous, marvelous pshatim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It should be more famous. In the Sarim, by the Tzaddikim, this was a Maamar Yadua. But in the Velt, kind of got lost in the marble. Boi ata v'chol ba'yischa ala teva. Hashem was telling Noah, put everything you got into the tevas of tefillah. It makes sense, I'll be premium to type it this way, because Noach is criticized in the Zohar Kaddish and even in the Medrash. For what?
Not davening
for his generation. You can't say that Noach didn't daven. Noach certainly davened. You can't say about a person in the Torah that he's a tzaddik v'tamim if he didn't daven. Didn't daven generation. Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Noach that the type of tefillah which I'm asking of you, but Noach didn't get the message, as I'm asking you a type of a tefillah called Atav Chobes Chalatev. Put everything you got. It's not just enough to daven for the generation. You have to daven for the generation like your life depends on it. And the Avos HaKadoshim did that. And because of that, we say Avos Tfilas Tikno. They were Masak and Tfilas. And Kadosh Baruch Hu took those Tfilas and he said, there's a Roshim Ledoiris that there's going to be a Shachris Minchamar because of these Tfilas. But because they put all of their Koiches into the Tfilah, they made that Roshim and they made it Nitzvi. Nayach davened, but Hashem was hinting to Nayach, you got to go into the Tfilah, everything, put your Kishkas in it. So we're seeing this idea, the relevance, the importance of the tevas of tefillah, the oisius of tefillah. These are not just words which we say. We're interacting with the tefillahs. We're being mashlim and that they shouldn't be mechusar eva. We're going into them, kiyidu. How does that work? Shamati b'shem ha'bal shem tov, and it's from the Or HaMeir, Tavon of the Magen from Mezuch. Shepeirish tzoyar tasel teva. Another mimer from the Baal Shem Tov about the teva of Noach. Tzoyhar tasel teva. Here, Noach is told to take a tzoyhar. It's machlek is in Chazal what that means, either a window or a precious gem which gave light to the teva. That's how we're going now. Tzoyhar tasel teva. Last tzoyhar min teva shel Torah tefila. Illuminate the tevas of Torah and tefila. And notice here we see Torah and tefila. There's going to be a lot of mixing and intersections between our discussion of Torah mitzvah Hashem when we speak about that. And tefillah, because sof kol sof, they both use letters. Chof beis oisius. But here the idea is tzayir tasa lateva, to enlighten, to brighten, illuminate, lirois ulehistakel ima mirois ha'oilam vat tzayifai. It's possible for a person who dives into the tevis of Torah and tefillah correctly, that he'll be able to see from one end of the world to the next, in the tevis and the oisius of Torah and tefillah. Pretty incredible. We still don't know yet how and why that works. But it's becoming very enticing. Who wouldn't want to see from another world to the next? HaMachavim b'tfilasai, this is again from Savas Vivash. B'chol ha-kavonas ha-yedu esloi. Now, a person who davens in tefillah with all the kavonas which are known to him. Einu machavim rak oisan ha-yedu esloi. He's limited by his own knowledge. But if a person says tevas of tefillah, Torah, with tremendous kesher, there's a secret which Savas Rivash is telling us, that within the teva is all of the kavanas, and therefore if a person applies himself properly in tefillah, even if he doesn't know, and even whatever he does know, he's limited by his own knowledge, he's able to have a connection to all the kavanas, and they all take place by themselves. Every single letter is a world. Not just every word, but every letter. And hence, when we say the words of tefillah with what he calls here again, a hiskashras gadol, we're very deeply connected to it. That all of the worlds which are connected to these letters, to these words, have a his through us, because apparently words are not just words and letters are not just letters. There's something deeper going on. Therefore, see to it, Rabbi, to daven with tremendous intensity in hislavas and connection. It's going to be not just through this concept called davening, but apparently by entering into the oisius, into the tevas, we're connecting, we're awakening all of the oilamas. Ki kol ois ma'ira lamala, because every letter is not just a letter on paper, it represents something much deeper than that. And this is one of the very big yisaidis from the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, is that although the Mekubalim, they stressed very much the Derech HaHari, which is the Kavanas, the Shemas HaKadoshim, you gotta know what you're talking about, the Zerampin and the Nukva and the Yichudim and the Zivugim v'chule. The Baal Shem Tov did not. emphasize that, although they were familiar with it, but that wasn't the Ikar, certainly not to the Pamunam. Again, going back to earlier you said, the Derech HaDvar Shem Tov was not just for Tzadikim L'Yoinim, it was for the Pshutei Am. And that's the Lechatchila, to be a Pashat Yid. Of course, it's good to be a Chacham, but every Chacham has to be a Pashat Yid too. And so the Baal Shem Tov taught that if a Jew davens with the proper Kavanah, he's able to be Ma'ir all the Kavanahs, even those which he doesn't know. And that's why the Klal by the Tzadikim is, and Rav Itchamai writes about this at length, as does my Rebbe, that if a person is learning the Derech HaTfilah, and he's learning about the Kavanahs and the Sodos, but now that he davens with those Sodos and those Kavanahs, it's hurting his ability to daven bepashtas, b'shtapchas alefes, alefes v'nev nishbar. If it's that expense, it's yetzis char b'fseid. Because this tefillah and this davening b'shem esekdosh. But tefillah comes first. Tefillah means davening b'shtapchas alef. So if the mayach is interfering with avayda shebalev zu tefillah, then you have to only follow the and you could leave the kavanas out. There's a way, of course, to daven where the kavanas add to the hishtav chasalev, and that's ideal. But as we said, actually, this past Motzei Shabbos, it was, I think tonight is the yortzeit of, or there's only 29 days in Kislev this year, but I think it's day 30 of Kislev, of Cheshvan, is the yortzeit of Tzvi Hashem Rimanov, and he said about himself that he learned all the kavanas of the Arizal and Tfilah, but he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he shouldn't remember anything which is not nogeh, which won't help him daven. He didn't want to know or to remember anything which would hinder his davening. But let's go back to what we're talking about here. We're trying to follow a train of thought of trying to understand better what does it mean his kashras gadol, being nichnas into the teva, into the oisi, is something much bigger is going on over here. Let's continue. Next, my makam again from Savas Vivash. Yachshav kishim ispalo shaba oisi es mistabish Hashem yizbarach. Okay. We're moving deeper now. A person should think when he davens that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the letters. Perish. De'ein anu yoidim asher adam choshev elim kem yidaber. We don't know what a person is thinking until he speaks. Nim sahavi hadibur malbush la machshava. So that means that when a person communicates, when he uses words to speak, he's expressing his thoughts. Thoughts are in words. V'yoyimu b'libay, and therefore a person should say while davening, melech gadol kazeh ani oisele malbush. That the melech is here, and by making oisios, I'm giving a lavush to the melech. If so, royli lasas besimcha. I should do this gladly and happily. So there should be a certain simcha in davening. Why so? Because I'm interacting with the melech, not just interacting, but I'm making levushim for the melech. V'yedavri b'kol koichai, and put everything you've got into it. Ki b'zenase achtasi mo'yiz barach. When you do that, when you put yourself into the teva, well, if the Rabbanu Shel Olam is in the tevas, if he's in the oisios, then guess who I meet if I go inside there? I find the Rabbanu Shel Olam inside. What a pleasant surprise. Ki koichai b'ha'ois. Because Hashem's koyach is in the ois. Hashem is in the letters. Nimsahu achdus imayis baruch. Who would have thought? But the Baal Shem Tov thought that the aura of the Ribbono Shel Olam is in every letter of Tefillah. And therefore, if I machnis myself into the Tevas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's where you'll find me. I'm asking you to go in there because I want to meet with you privately. And when you go into the Oisiyas and I'm there, we're together. Now this needs more explanation. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just in the Oisiyos of Tefillah? What's he doing there? So it's granted it's an invitation to join him, but why is he in there? Let's skip the next Ma'amakam because really it's more nogeya to Torah, and we're going to come back to this topic again in Torah. So it really deals with Esek Torah Lishma, although some of these Sodas are the same, but let's save that for later. Let's go to the middle column to the top. We're talking now about Dveikus. That if we meet the Ribbono Shel Olam inside the Oisiyos of Tefillah, then that's an element of Dveikus. Now, let's see where this takes us. Inyan ha-Dveikus b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov. Mahu ha-Dveikus shenemer b'tayr? This is going back to the Shurim on Dveikus. V'atem ha-Dveikim o-Ladovka b'ay, perish. Ha-Dveikus hu k'sha'im re-teva achas k'goyim baruch. With just one word of davening called baruch, let's say, a person can have Dveikus. Even though he knows the Perish Hamilas, and the Perish Hamilas is beautiful, but he doesn't want to let go of that teva, harbi machmas dveikas. Meaning, there's something which is attaching him to this word of davening that he doesn't want to let go of. He just can't say goodbye. But what happens is when a person puts himself into the teva and he finds the Ribbono Shel'Olam there, there's a dveikas which takes place and he can't let go of the teva. It's so sweet, it's so beautiful, every single word. I don't want to go on to the next teva. Happens to Rabbi Nachman has a piece where he talks about this idea from the Baal Shem Tov, and he says, it's a problem. Meaning, if a person finds Ribbono Shel Olam in the words of Tefillah, how is he able to go on to the next word? What gives him the kach to go to the next word? What's the answer? Because he knows that Ribbono Shel Olam is the next word too. And now the Rabbi, he's able to make one big tzirf out of the davening, and there's one big dveikus which is going to come from that. But really, every single word is saying, don't let go. That's how a person knows if the words of tefillah are so gishmak that if it doesn't happen with every tefillah or every single teva, but sometimes a person finds a word in davening, like a moment where for some reason, again, this is very neshamadik and it's very pimya, it's so sweet, I'm enjoying myself on this word or on this idea so much, I don't want to let go. I don't want to go on to the next word. I don't want to go on to the next sentence. It's so beautiful, it's so sweet. It's pimyas. But that's dveikus. Dveikus is within the oisiyas. So when we talk about having kavana, kavana doesn't just mean perish hamilas. That's pashat. We're talking now, but derech Baal Shem Tov, something much deeper than that. Kavana in pnimius means put your neshama into it. Ubateva hahu shal Torah tefila, because in every word of either Torah or tefila, ganas or elokos, the light of Hashem is there, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh. Now we can have a better understanding of what the Zohar says. Kutcher bichu v'arais of Yisrael chadhu, because Kutcher Bichu is the or. Oraisa is the letters. And Yisrael is my kavana. I put my neshama into it. Nimsa nasa kodesh baruchu v'yaraisa v'yisrael shu nishmasai kuleichad. What an achdus which takes place. When we put ourselves, we're the missing link. The or has. The or is present. It's in the oisiyas. What's lacking this koy mishlema? Why is it v'chusar eivir, Rabbi Yisrael? Because if I don't put myself into it, then it's lacking in this liyichud called Yisrael v'raisa v'kutcher bichu. It's waiting for us to complete it. The teva is not complete unless Noach comes in. What purpose does the teva have if Noach doesn't come in? The Oisiyas Hashem says, they're there for you to enter. I put myself here, that's where I'm hiding, Hashem says. I'm hiding in the Oisiyas. Find me there. Let's continue from the Magid of Liyaka, which is the Magid HaKadosh. B'tfilat tzarech lasum kol koyche b'diburim. You have to put all of your koyches in the diburim of tefillah. And go from one letter to the next. And look what happens when through this process. We spoke about hispashas agashmias. How does that happen? Well, the actual process facilitates that. By coming in contact with this osios, the osios allows a person to forget himself, to forget his physical self, and to just awaken the neshama. That's what's being utilized. And again, remember, this was the Magid who gave us that description. Remember that map of going into the Olamos, and that was the same Maramakam. V'yachshav sha'oisiyas mitztarf mischam zeh mizeh. And in your mind, picture how every single letter is connected with the next. They join together. V'zeh u'tana gadol, you're really going to enjoy it. D'mayim b'gashmias u'tana gadol mekoshkin v'ruchnias. Like we know in Gashmias, if you put lots of things together, like a cholent, or if you put this dish and that dish, when things come together in the Gashmias, it creates a tainug. Or a painting, for example, or a beautiful scenery. Vizehu oilam hayitzira, that will take you to the oilam hayitzira, which is the world of Baruch Shamar, Psukit Zimra. Ve'achakach yovel oisiyos machshava. Well, there's not only oisiyos in words, even machshavas we think in letters, with letters, don't we? Ve'lo yashmiya mashu medaber. But at that point, when you come to a higher oilam, which is the oilam of Bria, vizehu ba'olam of Bria, you should be davening in a way where you can't hear yourself anymore. It's already like the diburim are diburim machshava. Again, Rabbi said this is very high madrigas. I don't know if he's talking to us, so not to me. And then you're going to come to a place where your mamish zero. She's batel etzal kol kochis of aganshmim. That by putting all your koyches in, you have no koyches left. This is the world of Shemana Esrei. So we see that what we're trying to achieve, what we spoke about in last year, it's not just an expectation which we have coming into davening. The Oisiyas HaTefillah creates that. It allows that to happen. That coming in contact with these Heilige Oisius and doing it properly, B'kol Koyachai, that allows this process of his Pashas HaGashmias to take place. That a person becomes Ayin. And as we said, it's already, like the Shechin is going to be davening.
There sometimes you see like the some gedolim tzaddikim, they'll repeat the word over and over again.
Yeah.
Because they'll say baruch baruch. Is that the reason?
Yeah, yeah. Also because they have many kavanas, they can have multiple kavanas, and they want to get all the kavanas. Yeah. Like my rebbe does that. It's good to go see Rav Matal Davin Shachris any day. Mm-hmm. Shabbos especially, Rosh Chodesh, but any day. And just sometimes you see that he just finds certain words and sentences where and you see how he davens b'kol koyachai mamish. And then he'll repeat it, and he'll repeat it, and he'll repeat it. And he told me once that there's many kavanas on it. If he's saying it again, it's because... Tziyat tzadikim davin. Shloisha oisiyas boina shishabatim. Now, to explain this a little bit, b'derech chasidus, this is from the Rayatz. And to see how this kol koyche works. And it goes back to some of the shurim which we spoke about in B'tach, and you'll see momentarily. So the Sefer Yetzira says, Shloisha oisiyas boina shishabatim. Three letters make six... Three letters makes six words, meaning that if you have a three-letter word, it could be arranged in six different ways. K'may oisiyas hatzer, like say, for example, hatzar, which has six different tzirufim, and it's known in Kabbalah from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that every tzeruf has three ikarim and gimel mistafim, that three are ikar and three are secondary. Ha'ikarim him hatzar ratza tzayar. These are the three main ones of this tzeruf. And Marina Baal Shem Tov taught that through the osios of Torah and Tefillah, which is what's called Boya LaTeva, here we have it again. Teva is the osios of Torah and Tefillah. And Boya LaTeva means to enter into the osios of Torah and Tefillah, learn in mitachias and daven in mitachias. What that means to enter in is that a person has a chayas, a halal al Hashem v'chayai, that a person puts his life into it, that he recognizes that he's being meister nefesh, that he's giving this chayim to get a higher chayim back. But if a person davens like that, what is chayis? What's chayis? It's moira al ptimius haratzah and shu'inyan ratzah. So now he's explaining this whole inyan here, hatzar ratzah tzoyah. If a person is ratzah, if he puts his ratzah into it, hine ayyidizin nasit tzoyah lateva. So now he's connecting these two mamarim we started with before. Boy ata b'chobeizcha lateva, tzoyah tasa lateva. That if you put your ratzon, mesiris nefesh, into the tevis, then you're going to make a tzoyahar. Debakoyich zeh mehapchen is hatzara. El Hatzar Hatzayrer, to become Tzoyar. You'll turn over your enemies into being light. As it says in Pasuk, Ve'eis Tzara hi Eliyakov, u'mimena yivasheya. Look how Tzadik teaches a Pasuk. That in an Eis Tzara, mimena yivasheya. From it itself you'll be saved, meaning that you'll be able to be Mahapich Tzara to Tzoyar. Shemir Oirav. Like the Tzoharayim, which is Toykev Zvichas Hashemesh, Ve'oyev of Ketzeis Hashemesh Begvuras. By putting a person's kol koyachai into the oisiyas tefillah, so whatever tzirufim which are against us, we'll be able to be mahapach them l'tov. Everything is totally in the oisiyas. So we're mamtik, we sweeten oisiyas which may have a bad tziruf, by giving them a good tziruf through the mesiris nefesh which we have in the oisiyas and the tevis of Torah tefillah. Let's continue, top left. Amar Marbi HaBaal Shem Tov Samayinayim. Quotes the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Very rarely does he say Mori HaBaal Shem Tov in his Sefer Maranayim. He usually refers to the Maggid as Mori, but this is one of the only times. Amar Mori HaBaal Shem Tov Nishmasav begins in Meramim. So the Baal Shem Tov teached. He only saw the Baal Shem Tov three times. Sha'alucha ois me'im Hashem Elokecha. It says in Yeshaya, ask an ois, which is like a simon, or a neis from Hashem your God. Ask Hashem for ois, tahainu ois yois. Give me ois yois. Min oisin hadvekim im Hashem lecha. Give me dvekis tika ois yois. Shetiske lechaber oisam shar shema. You should be able to attach them to their source. Now we're moving on to another idea. We've come far already, Baruch Hashem. But we're going to take it one step further. What is the origin of these ois yois? What does it mean to ask Hashem for ois yois of dvekis? To attach them to their source. Why is it in these oisiyas that there's dveikus? How come if I'm speaking Lashon HaKodesh, I'm speaking Ivrit, and I'm using oisiyas, even if I talk in English, I'm using oisiyas, the whole world. How come the Rebbeinu Shel is not there? Dafke, when it comes to Davin, at 8 o'clock in every morning, that's when the oisiyas show up? Why? And you're asking for dveikus to go oisiyas. Let's continue. that told us Yaakov Yosef. Just like every single person has a guf that's called choymer and a tzura and a neshama, so too the oisias of Torah have a choymer and a tzura. Ki guf ha'oisias hu ha'choymer, the physical letters, that's the guf, and the ruchnius of the spheres im or ein sov shebaseichei ha'mechaya, the endless light of Hashem, like we said before, which is in the oisias, that's who ha'tzura and neshama shel oisias. That's what gives us its neshama. We're seeing again, Rabbi Yisai, this idea that in davening and in learning Torah, a person, when he learns Torah, davens, words, letters, the Rabbanu Shalom is there. That's what we're searching for. As it says in the Sefer Chesed Avram, Nar Mem Gimel, Mefoyrash, Vizel Shoinai, now he's quoting, Iker HaKavana, Ki Tzarech LaHamshech HaRuchnias Min Madrigas Al Yoinias Ala Oisias Shumaskir. Draw down a heavenly light into the letters which you utter. So that you can elevate these letters to its source, and then when you do so, these letters will fulfill your own request. It's an amazing thing. We think that when we daven, we're asking Hashem, and then Hashem listens and he says, okay, I will give you. It's not like that. Although it could be like that also. But in Pnimius, what's happening is this. These letters, which I'm using in davening, go up to their source, and with these letters, Hashem sends back down the Shefa. Meaning, these letters are much more than just letters. They're worlds, they're oilamas, they're or. They go up to their Shairish, and Hashem sends through them back down to me with the very letters which I created through my Tefillah, those are going to be the kelim in which the Shefa comes down in. It's like we find by Yaakov Avinu, like by the Sulam, that he davened to Hashem, he saw malachim going up. Where did those malachim come from? The Zohar says he made those malachim through his Tefillah that he just davened Ma'ariv, Yifgad Bamakim. Those malachim were the Diburim which he created, and they went up, and then they came back down. And the Zohar says, we learn from here, the whole Seder HaTefillah is that we create malachim through the Oisius, they go up and the same ones come down. Meaning we create the Shefa, which comes back down to us. It's an Or Yashar and an Or Chayzer. Let's continue. We're not done with this idea. We still need to understand the nature of these letters that we're talking about, taking these Oisius, sending them back up to the Shairish and then coming back down. But where are we getting these Oisius from? Shalucha Ois.
When you say we create, well,
yeah.
So it's Yesh Me'ayim?
No.
So how, what are we creating?
It's not that it's Yesh Me'ayim, meaning these Oisius are those Malachim. Synonymous with Malachim are these Oisius. You could say about these Oisius that they're Malachim. We give them life. They weren't alive until we spoke, and now that we spoke, these Oisius are alive, and those are the Malachim.
What are their purpose?
They're going to bring down the Shefa to us. I mean, they're going to be the Kalim to bring down the Shefa.
And then what happens to them?
Every malach has an aliyah afterwards, so meaning we'll have to see. Let this.
I'm just trying to.
We'll see more. Actually, as we'll see, when we understand where these OCS come from, we'll understand where they're going. Then we'll see.
Well, don't the malachim have like a single mission?
Yeah, they do. So, that's their mission.
So when you speak, and they go up, and then they come down.
They've completed their mission.
Right, until, but until the next word or the next letter.
Yeah, but every letter will have a different malach and have a different mission, but this malach will have to go somewhere, meaning that it's going to have its Gan Eden somehow, and we'll see when we understand the next few shtiklach, we'll understand how and where they go and why they go there. This next time welcome is essential. One of the very important teachings of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. This is from Shai Yichid and Munif from the Baal HaTanya, but it's quoted in many places. Ksiv, Hine Ksiv, La'oilam Hashem Dvarcha Nitzav Bashamai. It says in Tehillim, Kuf Yotas, forever Hashem, your word stands in the heavens. Now, the Baal Shem Tov teached here, Ki dvarcha she'amarta, your words of Maisa Bereshis, for example, Yihi Rekiyah B'Seich HaMayim, Tevas Va'oisiyas Elu, these words, these letters, Nitzavas O'indis La'olam B'Seich Rekiyah Shemayim. Meaning, they never left. As when Hashem uttered that Maimer continues to exist, and what gives life to the Rekiyah is the Maimer. Yihi Rekiyah B'Seich HaMayim, La'olam Hashem Dvarcha Nitzav HaShemayim. Kol HaRechim La'olam HaShemayim. This is what's giving life to it. As it says, Devar Eloikeinu Yakom Le'olam. The Dibur of Hashem, it stands forever. Udvar of Chayim v'Kayamim Lo'am, like we say every day in Davening. Because even for a moment, these letters would go away. And to go back to the makor, then the whole world would self-destruct. And it would be as if it was never there. Like koidem ha-maimer. I mean, the maimer is what's giving it constant chiyus. There's always a hiyur akiyur which is taking place. The maimer is continuous. Mamish. V'chein b'chol ha-bruim, every single nivra. In all the oilumas, in the elyonim, in the tachtoinim, afilu the aris, here too, halazu hakashmias, this physical world, although we don't see the mimer, we don't see the oisius, it's a doimim mamish, ilu mistakos menu kerega chas Hashem. It would be zero if Hashem would take away the chias of the oisius from the sar mamaris. Shebehem nivres ha'aris v'sheish mi'abresh. So when we look at the parishes in the Torah, we talk about sar mamaris, this is a constant, this is taking place right now, not something of ancient history. Otherwise, everything would go back to ayin ve'efes, like it was koidim sheishis mi'abresh. That means to say that everything in this world is made out of the oisius. Now let's continue. This is from the Darach Tzadik.
The world and the universe as
well. Everything. Every existence. I mean, every physical, spiritual, olam atzilus, olam asiya, higher than atzilus, nothing escapes the musag of oisius. Everything is oisius. What?
This is our maros. Created.
That's how the Maggid teached. Bereishis bara elokim, es hashamayim es haaretz. Bereishis bara elokim. What was the first thing that was really created? S, the oisius from Aleph to Taf. And with that, Hashamayim va'aretz was created. Hashamayim va'aretz means everything in creation. And that's why Chazal said, Bereishis nami maimer. Bereishis is a maimer. How come it doesn't say Vayomer Elokim? Bereishis is nami maimer. Why not, said the Maggid? Because there were no oisius yet. So it just says Bereishis. So you can't say Vayomer Elokim because what was he Kivyachol talking with? There was no oisius. So the very Bereishis means the creation of the Aleph to Taf. And everything is made out of Aleph to Taf. Sirufim and Miluyim de Miluyim de Miluyim de Miluyim, but everything is Oisius. Nothing escapes Oisius. That's going to be very important now. You see where we're going. Yechavim v'tfila shema oira Oisius shenu b'em shemayim v'aretz. When we daven, our kavanah should be, we're coming in contact with letters of which were used in the creation of shemayim v'aretz. Those are the letters. Can you imagine what's taking place now during davening? Kol ha-bruim kulam al-yonim v'tachtoinen. Kol olamos kulam, every single nivra, high and below, all the olamos, they're all attached to the oisius of tefila. V'alkim bo'emu ha'tefila v'shvachim hu emreim kol olamos im kol nivraim. So when I daven and I say shvachim, I'm inviting all the olamos and all the nivraim to participate. They're all with me, meaning every single person has a different kesher to which nivraim and which olamos, but they're all present. Ki hu ma'ir ha'oisius. We are being ma'ir these halig ha'oisius of Shemayim v'aretz. V'ha'oisius im chayas shel avruim. This was good life to everything in the world. Im kain im kulam ho'aymer. This is like the secret of Perek Shira, that they all sing Shira, but we're ma'ir the Shira of all the Shirim. U'ma'la kol anivim shemayim v'chavon. We give an aliyah to everything in existence. Because Hashem says, when you daven, I'm sending you oisius of Shemayim v'aretz. V'al yidei b'nei ha'aliyah shemispal v'chavonah. And the higher people, the Bnei Aliyah, we should be amongst them, that they daven with kavana, they're able to lift up through the oisis in their mouths, even the lowest places, even lower people, the pshutei am, become heim yuchel yispalo. Not only that, but they give koyach to them to also be able to daven. To allow them to do tshuva too, because when I daven, if my oisius in my mouth are connected to Yenim over there, to Reuven or to Sar over there, so I'm ma'ir the whole Bri and all of Klal Yisrael with me. Each person according to how precious his tefillas are to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, I trust you with these oisius. I'm giving you these oisius. Every day Kodesh Baruch Hu is handing out matzah, you know, like you know, giving out the matzah at the Seder. He's giving out halig oisius, saying, this is how much is your kazai is going to be. This is what your kazai is going to be. Don't think that anything escapes your davening. Even birds in the sky, which flying above, you need to daven for them. They're all part of your tefillah. When you're giving teicha to people, he says, the real way to do it, we're not getting into now, but a person through the ois is able to awaken other people.
Those things also are oisius as well, right? I mean, not just giving them life to the oisius, but the atmius, those, everything is oisius, right?
Right. Now, we're seeing here, turning the page, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin to us oisius shemayim va'aretz, and therefore by davening, It's like we're participating in the whole Indian of Asar Ma'amaras. We're kivyachol being mishtatif in that, which is why the Shechina Kdeisha for Zeichek is what's been spalo, because that's really the job of the Shechina. And we're mishtatif, literally, we're mishtatif in that Indian of Asar Ma'amaras. Let's take it one step further. Why Dafka Shach Baruch is being mazmin these ICS to us? Why is this necessary? So here we have from the Chesed Avram.
To awaken an Adam Hashafel to great Tainig in his Avaida.
Right? Knowing this gives us tremendous excitement for Davening. Da. That the 22 letters of Torah and Tefillah, Halen Kulam Neshamais Kedoshim, the Halig and Nesham is there. That Hashem says the life of a Yid primarily is through Torah and Tefillah, because that these are the only mitzvahs that were engaged in the Oisius themselves. Now he explains deeper to help put together what we're talking about here, why this is necessary. What are we doing with these Oisius? So we need a little Kabbalah for this.
Going
back to the creation of the world, where the Ari HaKadosh revealed to us the secret of the Sfiras HaKelim, the breaking of these vessels of the Sfiras, what are called the Zayin Malachim, the seven kings. Naflu Chafis Asam Ben Aklipas, because of the breaking of these vessels, the 22 letters of these vessels fell down to the hands of the Klipas, Ben Ikral Nefilim. This is what the secret of the Nefilim that the Torah refers to. Beside Rapach Nitzaitza, there's 288 Nitzaitz in Shenaflu, I in the These are dead letters. Dead letters. I don't mean dead completely. That they fell from their holy place in the Olam of Atzilus to the lower worlds of Briya, Yitzir, Nasir, which is where Tefillah takes place. At least we have to start in Nasir, then go to Yitzir, then to Briya, to Atzilus. It's coming together now. Every letter really has endless letters attached to it, because every ois yishboi miloi, right? Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei, and Beis is Beis Yitav, and every even those letters have a mili de mili ad lamala. Ugsha adam oisik b'torah tefillah b'chol yam v'yam. When we daven, learn Torah, Mala impiv umaychay oisan oisias minaklipas. Hashem says that when you daven, when you learn Torah, these are not just regular letters. When you sit down to learn Torah and to daven, Hashem says, what's going to be coming out of your mouth now are holy letters from the Shvira, from the Asar Mamaras, which broke. That's what Hashem says, I'm giving you now. Which are called Mason, Umali Aysam Lias Mainak for Nashkina. You send these up to the Shekhinah Kdesha, she's really who davens. Liyachta in Baile Shuchaya Chayim, to be miyachid her with Kutchabihu, Vumachaya Aysana Aysa Shina Shamas. And then we give new life to these letters, Vinasim Vinitamini Vramehem. And it like refurbishes the letters and all of the Nivraim which are associated with these letters. Vumachaya Aysam Shina Shamas. We did that. Come on, Vlad may imai, like a child which is born, Shlaiday Zivugam Nailan Volad. That through this Zivugov, Kutchabihu Shinte, through this Oisias, new Oisias are produced, refurbished. Venimsa Ichi Shoy Satanic Alamiza, could there be anything sweeter than that? Kishimachaya Oisan Hanafashas Anashamas Ruchal Shamesukvar, that the Neshamas, the Nefashas, the Ruchos, which are associated with these dead letters, and all the Nivraim which are attached to it, they're gonna have a Nuchias now, thanks to you. We can explain Pshat and Pasuk now. Shlomo Melech says, I give a shavach to those who have died and the living. How do you say such a thing? Rather, this is how you touch. Shavach means davening, that through davening, means that through my tefillah, I give life to the mesim shekvar mesu. That they get a new, higher life. Now that they can be living. Ani is called the Shechina. The Shechina does that. It's my nukfin minachem asher denachem. Unbelievable. So we see here that when we sit down to learn Torah, we have an amida l'tfila. Hashem Yisbaruch is giving us letters. Why do we need these letters? Aren't these letters in the Rekia? Why is Hashem taking letters from the Rekia and putting them in my mouth? Hashem is saying, that's not where it comes from. There are broken letters. And Hashem says, you're being mishtatif with me with these letters. In
restructuring and recreating Maaseh Bereishis. That's Torah and Tefillah. The next Maimakom we can skip. Really, he talks about the dinim on the Oisius, because since they went through a Shvira, that's why there's a dinim. We could see it real quickly. Shemati mimor habashem to beir soid aleph beis. Ve'ech shetzorech la'aseis b'chol teva. Every word of davening or learning needs to go through the following process called hachna'a havdala v'hamtaka. This is one of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that in order to do a hamtaka, there needs to be two conditions. First is called hachna'a. We've spoken about the humility, which is the most important midah, and then havdala, then you could do mamtik. And he goes on to explain that there are certain dinim called shach and par in the beginning of davening. And it's not that you could look through it to see if you understand it, but it's a little bit.
Rabbi gave a lot of shir on this.
Huh?
Rabbi gave a lot of shir.
Oh yeah.
Rabbi talks about it.
Okay, great. Okay, so then you'll definitely understand it. So it talks about the dinim associated with it. I think it's could I to have in the paper, but we're a little bit short on time, and I want to see the next three longer Maya Mekoymas. So we're dealing with Tzayir Tasa L'Teva. That's like our mantra. Tzayir Tasa L'Teva, Boyata V'chol Beischa L'Teva. We're focusing on that. Now, here we're going to see from the Dengmach and Ephraim and the Kamarna and the Tzavas Rivash, another teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, which is beyond basic ability to understand. I called my Rebbe just to discuss it, and he was masking. This is a very deep Neshama Dik teaching, but it's Kedai to see Ad Heichan, Hadvay Magas, like, how deep these tevas go, and the inner workings of these tevas. We thought that we saw something new, but it's going to be even newer than that, deeper than that. So your tasa the teva. So now, says the Degma Chan Ephraim, quoting his grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, teva is merbes al mila, we said before, harnikra teva. Teva is not just the teva of the Eichel, it means words. Vizeo masha amar tsayar tasa la teva. Amar huzal. Shetir la hayar ha teva, hayin etzim yipicha. Like we said, tsayar tasa la teva. Illuminate these words. Now, here's the completion of this teaching. Tachtiyim shniim ushlishim tasela. The teva had three floors. Now, what does that have to do with words of davening? Look what the Baal Shem Tov does here. Yesh lemer kamar rubas masha shamati min adoni avi zakeni nir oilam. Ki b'chol dibur v'dibur, there are three parts. Oilamas, neshamas, and elokas. Worlds, neshamas, and godliness. That's what we have here by the teva, that the teva means the dibor, but the dibor has tachtiyim, the lower part, which is called the oilamas, that's the madriga tachtoina, shniyim, which is like from the word mishnah, neshama, that's the neshamas, and shlishim is elokos, as it says, v'shalishim al kulay, shu ayideh shuhu moishu lemaningas hakol, like memshala, v'chol eilet tase, that's our responsibility, that's our task, hateva v'hadibor that we moitzi mipi, it should be be'emuna shlema, u'bekoyma shlema, which is these three levels, oilumas, neshamas, and elokos. Now, perhaps what it means is, like we said before, that when a yid goes into the teva, the Rebbeinu Shalom is there, and every word is Torah. So, like we said before, there's a yichud of Yisrael v'rayis v'kutcherichu, which takes place when we put ourselves in the teva. So that could be oilumas, neshamas, and elokos. Elokos would be kutcherichu, neshamas would be us, oilumas would be Torah. That could be one way to say it. But look at the Kamarna. He goes very deep. And some of it is very difficult to understand. Koimasa malevav. So this is the Kamarna in Hechel Baruch and Parshas Noach. So he says that the word koimasa of the Teva, he darshans many times chaseris and yaseris. So he says here this word koimasa is with malevav. It has a vav in it. And he comes to explain, based on Divi Maran, which is the Baal Shem Tov, sheyesh b'chol dibor v'teva oilemes neshamas and alokusa yisbar. And really this is true of all of creation, which is the highest point called Adam Kanmon, until the lowest world, which is called Asiya. And he explains it as follows. Ki hanetzal hu b'chinas oilamas. Creations of Hashem are called oilamas. Hamatzal hu l'elokus. So elokus is called Hashem. Ubein zelazen, in between, which is the mamutza, that's called keser, mamutza bein asfiras. Keser is really what bridges all the spheres together. Ve'ein saif. Ve'hatayra is the mamutza bein oilam ubein elokos yisbarach. So really, it sounds like what we said before, that there's elokos, that's Hashem, that's the tayra, which is the mamutza, he calls that neshamas, and oilamas is us, we're the nevron. V'hein oylemas neshamas elokos guf tzelim neshama, which corresponds to parts of the body. Again, guf, and then the tzelim, and then the neshama. Shebechol hadvarim v'hu hu shalosh meyais ama. This is hinted to in the 300 length of the ama, which is called oyrech hateva. He says oyrech chaser. So the word oyrech is lacking the vav, and it's the asvin, it's the letters of keser ava. So if you rearrange oyrech hateva, it will spell the words keser ava. Ava is gematria echad, so therefore keser echad. It means an achdas. And then he says elokos is chamishim oyrech. It says chamishim shloilosh amos rachba shloilosh kamata kaimasa and chamishim rachba. He says chamishim. He says is shari bina. That's the rachba. That's called neshama. So now he's darshaning the dimensions of the teva according to this idea. 350. Where every single yid connects to one of the chamishim shari bina, as we find in the Sfiras HaMeir when the kavan is there, and shloishim kaimasa, that's called the oilemas. V'hein b'chinas atika v'ze'er v'chakal tapuchin. This corresponds to the keser and to the zer anpin and chakal tapuchin. Razadim hamnusa, the secret of emuna. Therefore, v'kaimasa male. That's why kaimas is male with the vav. V'hashvayis kaimasa l'kaimis panim b'panim b'soid v'karazelze arich reich of kaima. Whatever that means. Very deep. And then it goes even deeper in the next paragraph. But let's go to Tzavas Rivash. Oilemes neshamas and elokos. Again, Tzayar tasa l'teva. Vel alma techalena melamala. Rivash amar, the Baal Shem Tov taught, Tzayar tasa l'teva, sheti ha-teva of Torah Tzvila matzir. Should shine. Ki yesh b'chol ois. Every letter has oilemes, neshamas, and elokos. They come together with elokos, and then the mesiach and miskasher, these oisias, and it makes a teva. So many letters make a teva, and then after their mesiach, the yichud amiti with elokos. Meaning, there's a whole seder which is taking place. Therefore, so we have to part a neshama into it to complete the kaim shlema like we began with. This completes the circuit. It creates such a simcha in heaven. That's called tachtiim, shneim, shlishim, like we said before. That's called oilemas, neshamas, and elokos. Tlas aman islay, and he refers to a zayir on that. But tzarech lishmaya b'chol teva mashayim. Listen to what we say. Because shechina is called the oilem hadibur. And we'll talk about this in Meretz Hashem next week, where we talk about the inyan of dibur during tefillah. Midaberes v'yishar shechina la, tzayihar shetetziv v'hiris, lasas nachas ruach liyotze, v'tzarech emunah gedoyah l'lazeh. We need to believe in our tefillahs and believe in the process. Because shechina is called emunas oimen. Without emunah, chas v'shalom, then nirgam afer olof, then nothing takes place. Vel ama techalam lamimala, which is called ima, and it concludes with bayat of chalbeis chalateva, the kavana which we need to put into. So just to recap and to go over the Seder Hadvarim is that sayatas aladeva, bayat of chalbeis chalateva, we have to go into the tevas, into the oisias. Why? Because Elokus Yisburach is there. Why is Elokus Yisburach in these letters? Teretz is because these are the letters which Hashem spoke and gave them life. When He spoke, He was Megala His Machshava in these Diburim. He put Himself into these Diburim, into these Oisias, because these are not just regular Oisias. These are Oisias which come from Ma'aseh Bereishit. And we have a S'chus every single day when we daven, that Hashem Yisburach says, when we step up to the plate, L'havdil, to daven, to that standard, to that bima. Hashem Yisrach is saying, these words on the paper are alive. These are letters, these are words from Ma'aseh Bereishis, and I'm entrusting you, my kinder, to say these words and to put yourself in there. And when you're looking for me in this world, you're going to find me in these letters. That's why every single davening and every single time we learn Torah, the Ari calls that panim b'panim. We come face to face with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's there. He's in the ois in the tevas. And when we say those words, the dveikus is taking place in our mouth, because when we say the kokech, we put ourselves into these ois, they're alive. They're hechalim, as we'll see in Mitzvah Shem next week. We have to enter into them. We should get lost in the oisias and the diburim. Like he said, we become ayin because of these oisias and tefillas. That's the process which takes place. The Eibishter is there. I hope, and I know when I first learned this many years ago, it was eye-opening in terms of what it means to daven. Where are these letters coming from? Like I spoke to my Rebbe today, just to chazer some of these inyanim and to... And I said, Rebbe, don't you say, and you taught us that when a yid davens, he should be margish that these are different letters. Is this what that means? He says, yeah. He said, it's a neshama deka inyan. But person should be margish that when he's davening and learning Torah, we're not on the madriga to go through these experiences. I'm certainly not, but we should at least feel that when the tables are leaving our mouths, that these are different letters. There's a different sweetness. It's not the same. Not like when we talk, even if we talk in Hebrew. This is not that. These are letters which the Rebbeinu Shalom once spoke these letters, and then they fell because of the Shvira. And Hashem Yisbarach is saying, this is up to you now to repair. Partner with me in my separation to restore these letters to the higher places. And when we do that, everything in the Bria which is associated with these letters, they have a new life. There's a Tchias HaMeisim which is taking place. V'shabeich ani es HaMeisim. Through the Shevach of Tefillah, we give new Tchias. That's probably why we say Az Yasher in davening every single day, because Az Yasher Mikan Remez L'Tchias HaMeisim, there's a Tchias HaMeisim which is taking place in Psugi D'Zimra. There's new life. It's Pasha new life. I once went for my brother, and we'll conclude with this. He once asked my Rebbe, he said to him, how come Rebbe, when you daven different than other tzaddikim? Many tzaddikim are people, when they daven, you know, their heads go up, and their arms go up, and they go like this, and everything is up, up, up. But by you, Rebbe, when you daven, it's good to see, he's like glued to the sitter. It's like it's bent down in behachna. So my Rebbe said to him, it's because my dveikus is in the letters. My dvikas is not out there somewhere. We think about davening, the dvikas is in the letters. That's where we're going to find Hashem. In those oisias. It's not the letters on the page. It's letters which come out of our mouth. They're in the page. We're looking to the page as our map. It's our guide. But those letters which are on the page, they come into our mouths, and that has a new life. That's my dvikas. My dvikas is in the oisias. That's where we're going, Rabbi Yisrael. She was able to find Hashem Yisbarach and every ois of Torah and Tefillah to restore all the letters to its place with Siyamta Deshmaya, for that to be zechet to a new world. She was zechet to that Tchias Amazim here of Minu Amen.